Good morning, friends. Good evening. Good morning. Good morning, Rav. And I wanna tell you something today, friends. There is no such a great moment when we come together again, when we feel each other, when we hear each other, when we are tell Creator, thank you. You give us place to unite again. But maybe I'm not like today, not like yesterday. Yesterday I was more burning inside, screaming inside about greatness of the Creator, greatness of the friends. But today a little bit slow because it's new day. And I remember Rabash said, okay, you wake up. No feelings, no desire, but you come. Take your chair, sit. This is good too. We have to start, friends. We have to start again. We have to draw a new line of our work. This new line, it has so many dots inside this line. These dots, it's our friends. It's our Kli. This line built from us. So, but this line must be very, very straight, friends. One side and another side of this line must be connected. So I give you the example, a material example. If you want to install the floor, for example, right? The first row must be very, very straight. One side must connect to another side. If this floor, if this row will be a little bit off, even 1 millimeter, when you finish your floor, the whole floor will be crooked in 1 meter. The homeowner will come and say, hey, man, listen, I don't like this work. Reinstall it. That's, I won't tell you. It's going to be very, very expensive. The homeowner. Who is the homeowner? The homeowner, we are friends. We are homeowner. We must check our work all the time. Even we don't feel it, even we don't have a desire, we must go above. But anyway, friends, don't worry. So, Salt Lake City and Toronto One, we are responsible for this line. We give you the best service today. Because we know what you want, what you need, and only one thing, we have to start, friends. We have to start. I'm going to tell you something more, a little bit. Today, it's more important than was yesterday. This is what I heard from the lesson. So let's start, friends. Only together. Together at the Congress also. I want to pass my mic to my friend from Salt Lake City. Hi.
Yes, yes, dear friends, we add in our love, our strength and power all together, not just Salt Lake and Toronto, but the whole world clean, the whole world we accelerate, we hastening the time on Akishena for the whole world. Lechaim Haverim.
When one takes the path of Kedusha, whose basis is bestowal and faith, needs much preparation so the Kedusha will shine for him. Without preparation, the body does not give one the strength for work, and one must always exert extensively. Since man's root is reception and within reason, therefore, if his work is based on earthliness, he can always be fine. But if the basis for the work is on the discernment of bestowal and above reason, he needs perpetual efforts so as not to fall into his root of reception and within reason. Again, when one takes the path of Kedusha, whose basis is bestowal and faith, needs much preparation so the Kedusha will shine for him. Without preparation, the body does not give one the strength for work, and one must always exert extensively. Since man's root is reception and within reason, therefore, if his work is based on earthliness, he can always be fine. But if the basis for the work is on the discernment of bestowal and above reason, he needs perpetual efforts so as not to fall into his root of reception within reason.
Hello, friends. Good to be here. Good to be with everyone together. So we all know that important and valuable things are not given to those who are not prepared to receive them. That's something that we understand. And being in bestowal and above reason is important and valuable. Actually, it's the most sublime thing in this life we can hope to receive. And the Creator wants to give. But are we prepared to receive? That is the question. Have we done the preparation to receive what the Creator wants to give us? So let's talk a little bit about this in an active workshop question. Active workshop question. How do we prepare ourselves to be in bestowal and above reason? Again, active workshop question, how do we prepare ourselves to be in bestowal and above reason? Lechaim Haverim.
Very uplifting preparation by Toronto and Salt Lake City. Are we ready to rise above reason? The fact that this question echoes in your head and floats in your heart, and you catch yourself, where are you with this thing? Do I have importance? Do I want to reach bestowal? All those questions that are hard to answer within reason, hard to move the ego so it won't be in the way. The best preparation a person can do is to come with this 10, incorporate in it, exchange his thoughts for the 10's thoughts, and then he can start a good preparation.
Yes, how can we prepare ourselves to be in bestowal above reason? Efforts. Simply efforts to connect more and more. We don't need to wait to the convention to connect above reason.
We
have a life work framework that enables us every moment to be in connection, to engage in a reason here now in the lesson, in the preparation, and in the lesson itself, throughout the day and the Zooms, in the evening, of course, in the 10 meeting, and today we're meeting with another 10, and we're doing together with them a preparation for the convention. We need to check all these things. Each of us needs to check himself. Where am I, and where's the 10? And wherever one sees that his reason is not like the 10s, he has to choose the reason of the 10.
Yeah, preparation is critical. I think about it every moment we have to be in preparation to receive the quality of bestow, but also concretely there's afternoon lesson, you have to prepare for it. We have gathering tonight, you have to prepare. Every gathering has to have preparation. The goal needs to be clearly before our eyes. What are we trying to attain?
In the end, only if our mind and heart will be able to nullify before the desires and bestow, will be able to rise to above reason. For it to operate upon us, we need a great desire to incorporate in the friends, to be together in one common desire.
Yesterday, when we did the workshop during the day about the greatness of the friend, the society, you could feel that we are in this elevator, this spaceship, where we constantly ensure that our tendency to get all the way up is maintained, and each one is receiving his strength from the society.
In the moment the person has a goal and there's an environment that strengthens the importance of the goal and gives him confidence on the way there to attain it, then he's in this elevator and his work is to constantly be above reason and in the direction of bestow.
Such a great discussion. Dear friends, dear friends, 10 days left before the Congress starts. The Congress, which is called Faith Above Reason. We learned about Faith Above Reason for a long while, so we should know everything about this. But still, our reason is working as a dictator. We know that faith above reason is bestow above receiving. So we always should put desire of our friends above our own desires to receive. But for the such a straightforward and relatively simple exercise, we still need to raise the prayer, the true prayer, a prayer of many, and receive the help from above. So let's get to the Congress together. Let's raise that prayer, a prayer of many, and we will receive the help we need. L'chaim Nebaro.
Kotev HaRabash. Inyan emuna lemala me'adat
ba'Rabash. Right. The matter of faith above reason in the work means we must believe, although the mind does not see that this is so, and has several proofs that it is not as he wants to believe. This is called faith above reason, meaning he says that he believes as though he sees it within reason. And this is called faith above reason in the work. In other words, it is a lot of work for a person to take upon himself that is against reason. This means that the body does not agree to this, yet he accepts it nonetheless, as though it were within reason. Such faith requires help from the Creator. For this reason, for such faith, a person needs to pray that he will give him the power to be similar to him as though he had attained it within reason.
Again,
the matter of faith above reason in the work means we must believe, although the mind does not see that this is so, and it has several proofs that it is not as he wants to believe. This is called faith above reason. Meaning, he says that he believes as though he sees it within reason. This is called faith above reason in the work. In other words, it is a lot of work for a person to take upon himself. It is against reason. This means that the body does not agree to this, yet he accepts it nonetheless as though it were within reason. Such faith requires help from the Creator. For this reason, for such faith, a person needs to pray that he will give him the power to be similar to him as though he had attained it within reason.
Hello, world Kli. We have been given powerful, practical, spiritual truths. We have one coming up that we're going to work with. We have a silent workshop, and that workshop is Let's Enter a Connection in One Heart and Feel the Creator There. Again, Let's Enter a Connection in One Heart and Feel the Creator There. Silent workshop. Arvut.